بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فارتفعت ريح منتنة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتدرون ما هذه الريح هذه ريح الذين يغتابون المؤمنين وروي عن جابر بن عبد الله وأبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغيبة أشد من الزنا قيل وكيف قال الرجل يزني ثم يتوب فيتوب الله عليه وإن صاحب الغيبة لا يغفر له حتى يغفر له صاحبه. Continuing with the chapter on ghibat, it's quite a lengthy chapter which tells us how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged and warned the Sahaba against ghibah. In this hadith that we read now, as Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, he says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all of a sudden a very foul smelling and very, very repugnant smelling wind rose up. So they smelled that wind, awful smell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, do you know where this wind is coming from? What is this wind? This is the wind of those that backbite the believers. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes certain things apparent. It doesn't happen all the time like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, and it was to become a lesson for mankind till the end of time. This is the effect of a person that is backbiting the believers. It has a very, very foul stench. And nobody wants to have a foul stench emanating from him, from his mouth. Allah Ta'ala shows how evil this action is at times. Then in the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that ghibat is more severe and more worse than zina. To make us understand how evil ghibat is, backbiting is, it is worse than zina. Why? Because a man, he will commit zina, he knows I am committing a great sin, he'll make tawbah, and Allah will forgive him. Wallah, I committed zina, please forgive me. Allah will forgive him. But the person that is engaged in ghibat, he won't be forgiven until the person that he backbited about forgives him. Because now this is the right of that person that he broke. And when it comes to huququl ibad, then a person has to pay back or to get forgiveness from the person from whose rights he broke. That is why it is said regarding a shaheed, all the rights of Allah Ta'ala forgives him. All are maaf. But the rights of men, like for example debts, the shaheed is not forgiven unless someone takes it upon them, or the person that he was owing, the creditor, he makes him maaf, he forgives him. Likewise, any other right, he will be answerable, even the shaheed will be answerable for the rights of people, for example, backbiting. So how heinous, how evil the sin is. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The easiest thing for us to do is not to backbite. Stay away from it, and to stay away from such gatherings where backbiting is taking place, and to discourage others also. To stand up for the honor of a Muslim. If someone is backbiting, then it is our duty to stop them from that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.